friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial. Or you can tune in for internet listening at WWDBAM.com. Or you can just download the app onto your iPhone or your Android device and listen to it on the go. We're so glad that you're with us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. And as always, it is our prayer that during our time together, you feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It's your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And as always, with me is my life partner, my love, and my best friend, my awesome co-host, Tyrone. And I'll let him greet you at this time.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, husband, so much is going on in the atmosphere. It's an exciting time. One of the things that I'm appreciating most is this weather. You know, the warm temperatures always do well by me. We've had yesterday, it was up to 80, and I think today is going to be pretty much the same. So I'm enjoying it. However, be careful, y'all. Don't get undressed. Still layer it up and make sure you know dressed appropriately. But enjoy the wonderful weather. So with that, husband, our this or that for today, it has to do with the weather. I'm going to ask you, what is your preference, rain or snow?
Well, I'm going to say, I did see something on the news this morning that we haven't had any rain at all in the month of October. So that's interesting. But I'm going to go with rain because you don't have to worry about slipping and sliding too much in the rain as you do the snow. So the snow is nice to look at, but I don't like driving in it. So I'm going to stay rain.
Okay. All right. I love it. Good answer. Good answer. I'm going to say neither. I don't prefer either of them. But if I did have didn't have a choice, I'd go with rain, too. I don't mind snow looking at it. I don't mind kind of going out in it somewhat. But driving in the snow, that's a hard pass for me at this stage of my life. So we'll see what the seasons bring. But as the song said, it's a happy day. And we thank God for the weather, no matter what it is, because we're here to experience it and enjoy it. So our show for today. Oh, what's going on in sports? Update us real quick.
So Eagles had a big win this weekend. Woo-hoo. And I'm really excited because tomorrow night, the Sixers start their regular season, and I'm ready for parade from somebody, y'all. So come on, Sixers. Let's get it done.
Yes, go Sixers. And you know what I say, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I know that might not be your testimony, but we are excited in the city for that win, and we hope they continue to do so. All right, so we're looking forward to what our sports teams are going to do this season. So, and we know this is election time. Now, yesterday was the last day to register to vote. And I had a little challenge because I went on, husband, I told you about it. And I tried to make sure I was registered. They said, we don't have any record. And I got a little nervous and I kept checking and kept checking. So I had to check again. And what it was the way they had my name. My last name is hyphenated. They didn't have that in there. And because I didn't put it in that way, I didn't see it. I didn't come up. But when I put my driver's license number in, I was registered. And so that's a good thing. But
that's a great thing.
Yes, yes, yes. We can't impress upon you enough. It is important that you, make your voice heard in this upcoming election. You can vote early, mail it in, drop it off at the different satellite sites that they tell me they have around the city of Philadelphia. I don't know what they're doing in other areas, but there are satellite locations where you can actually drop your ballot off. So this is important. And if push comes to shove, November 5th is the day. Make sure you get out there and vote. And they have changed a lot of the rules this year from what I heard. Only so many people can be in the inside at a time. So go prepared, especially if it is happens to be raining that day, just know that you may have to wait outside for a little while. But this is important. So we want to encourage you to do that. Well, we've been talking about emotions for these past weeks, and we're going to continue in that. And today we're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about what it is, what the outcomes can be, what it could lead to. And then we're going to talk about what the Word of God says about fear. And so we want you to stay with us and we come back and talk about the topic of fear and hear what God's Word says about it, because God has the final say. And so stay with us. We'll be right back after this next selection. Remember, we're doing Double Play Tuesday. So we're listening to one artist, two different songs. Enjoy.
Everybody get your hands up. We got the B-I-C-T-O-O.
And we are back, and we thank you for staying with us. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking today about the emotion of fear. You just heard Victory by Chai Tribbett. And so we are talking about fear. And what is fear? And then we're going to talk a little bit about what God's word says about fear. And so we know fear is a strong, unpleasant emotion that is triggered by the perception of a danger or a threat. It can be caused by the anticipation of harm, which can be physical, emotional, or psychological. And it can be real or it can be imagined. But one thing we know is that fear can lead to psychological changes that cause behavioral reactions, such as fleeing or becoming aggressive. In other words, fight or flight response. You know, when we feel like our back is up against the wall, we usually there's another F to that, freeze. Sometimes we just get stuck in our tracks. But whichever way, fear causes some reactions that are often unfavorable. And one of the things that I mentioned earlier is that this perception of danger or a threat can be real or it can be imagined. Now, one of the things I want to talk about real quick is that imagined fear. Catastrophizing is a cognitive distortion that makes us think the worst. So, you know, maybe we get a phone call or some information and immediately, and it could be from anybody, but let's just say the doctor calls and leaves a message, Miss Danielle, I need you to call me back when you get this message, blah, 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 blah. And automatically we think the worst. Oh my goodness. We go to the worst case scenario. I can only speak for myself. Occasionally I found myself there and it could be something totally different. And so we have to be very careful because as I said, it's a cognitive distortion. In other words, it's a distortion of our understanding of what is going on. And so we think the worst and we tend to react and, you know, we can allow ourselves to get worked up or you know, get afraid, get nervous, anxious, and all of those types of things. We have to be careful because oftentimes we miss out on situations because we allow fear to grip us up. Now, fear can leave you stuck in a place. We can become emotionally stunted because we are too fearful to do things. And some folk, I'll just use, let's say, a fear of flying. You know, we can travel and go places by plane. Well, no, let's say a car or a train. And even sometimes some of us who may do a ship. But then we come to that place of fear. And because we don't want to fly, we're not going to venture out too far. We're not going to go anywhere that involves flying. So we miss out on certain pleasantries in life, if you will. Now, some people use the word fear and they use it as an acronym to define it. In other words, it's the F stands for false, the E stands for evidence, the A stands for appearing, and the R is real. False evidence appearing real. And so that's the imagined fear, which can be very harmful and very dangerous to us if we're not careful. And then there are some fears that are validated. They're legitimate in the sense that something is going on that, you know, maybe, you know, we know that if then, or we're in a circumstance that we realize it's a dangerous circumstance. And so we have a reason to feel afraid. We have a reason to feel fearful. So we have to really be careful not to allow this emotion to dictate our lives. You know, and this season, I just want to stop for a quick minute because this season is predicated on fear. It's the season of Halloween that's coming up. And so we see the ghosts and the witches and, you know, the monsters, the creepy crawlers, spiders everywhere, and, you know, skeletons and that's supposed to be fun, but that's a spirit. And we have to be careful. We have to be ever so careful of the spirits that we entertain because that spirit can land on us and take a hold of us without us even being aware. And so, as I said, this season is predicated on fear and, you know, it's mostly in fun, but the reality is there is some darkness going on in the land during this time on a real basis. And we have to be careful. And so here's what I want to encourage you when it comes to fear. As the acronym said, false evidence appearing real. And so we have to take time to stop and really step back and understand what it is that we're experiencing. Why do we feel fearful or anxious? Sometimes we don't even know. We just feel that little butterfly or nervous stomach or whatever emotion, feeling, physical symptom coming over us. We're not even sure what's going on. And it's always good to stop and think about what has happened, what happened in the past or recently that may have caused you to feel this way, or what is it that that's coming up, what we're facing that causes us to feel nervous or anxious or fearful. And then one of the things that I enjoy so much, and Brené Brown in her book, and I don't know if it's Born to Lead, but Brené Brown is very well known for speaking around the country, around the world, about just encouraging people to step out into leadership. And one of the books that I read of hers, it talked about doing some breath work. And so, you know, for those things in life where we just feel totally overwhelmed, intimidated, or fearful, what we can do is do some breath work, practice our breathing, you know, take some deep breaths, and then exhale, and then take another one, you know, and that helps. It's helpful to calm your spirit so that you can be able to think rationally about what it is that's happening, what it is you're feeling, get in tune with your emotions and understand why you're feeling what you're feeling, the anxiety or the fear that you are facing. Now, here's the gift, and I'm going to flip the switch for just a little while. We have God's word. We have God's word on how to overcome fear, how to combat it, because 2 Timothy 1:7 lets us know, for God gave us a spirit not of fear. And this is reading a little differently. In other words, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but that of power and of love and of a sound mind or of self-control. And so we're going to hear our next song by Ty Tribbett, and we'll be right back to hear what God has to say about fear and the spirit of fear.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go. Even on the mountain high or the valley low, never let your faith go. Oh, never let your faith go. Yeah. I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, minds will stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorists disguised. They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Tell him, we gon' be alright. Alright. Say, we gon' be alright. Tell him, we gon' be alright. You say, we gon' be alright. In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Day, human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, troublous things.
Shut the appearance of evil, I pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn through the dark.
Hey! We will shout, cause we know after the night,
say it,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, all things work together good.
We gon' be alright.
Tom Tom Ken brought me on new words.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, I ain't worried about it.
Oh no.
Don't you worry about it.
Oh
hey,
no.
I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Hey,
we believe ya.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, don't worry.
talking about fear and how harmful it can be to us physically. Remember, I said that our response usually to fear is one of three things: freeze, flight, or fight. We need to understand that this is not, let me say this. Fear is a real emotion that God has placed in us. And so he gave us the emotion for a reason, to let us know when there's impending danger, or certain situations that we need to steer clear of. And so it's a warning sign, if you will, to let you know something may cause you some harm if you're not careful in how you proceed. But there's a difference between the emotion fear and the spirit of fear, or even as we said earlier, the imagined fear, cognitive distortion that I spoke about, catastrophizing, where we just think the worst thing ever is going to happen to us. And it may be because of past experiences. Maybe in our lives we felt like, I've always had disappointment and difficult situations. And so, I definitely encourage you to examine and explore what it is, because there's a root to it. And when you can get to the root of the matter, then that way you can begin to address it better. And sometimes we need some help. We need some help from clinicians and those professionals who can help us to address these feelings. But again, in 2 Timothy 1:7, the word of God says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so many scriptures address fear because it's a real thing. And even the men and women of the Bible dealt with fear. And often you'll see the scripture say, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, or do not be afraid. Isaiah 41:10 is one of those scriptures. And it says, and I'm reading from the ESV, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. And so we can trust God, and we can trust his word. And when we do feel fear, and we do feel those, that nervous feeling that we may have that is associated with fear, start praying God's word. God, your word promises that you would be with us, that we don't have to be dismayed, because you are our God. You are going to strengthen us. You're going to uphold us with your righteous right hand. You're going to protect us and keep us covered. The one scripture says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in it and they are safe. Philippians 4:6-7, another familiar passage says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I like this one right here. Psalm 56:3 says, when I'm afraid. In other words, the author, the psalm writer was acknowledging it. Yes, I do. I get afraid. I get fearful every now and again. But here's what I do. I put my trust in you, God, because I know that you can handle it. I know that whatever I place in your hand, you're going to keep it. Jesus said it when on the cross. He said, into thy keeping, I commit my spirit. So whatever it is that is troubling us, or whatever is laying heavy on our minds, I come to encourage you today, my friends, that you can give it over to the Lord, because he can handle it so much better than we can. And this is what I encourage you to do. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. And here's the beauty of it all. He will not leave you, nor will he forsake you, even in the challenges, even in the difficult situations, even in the, when the finances aren't looking right, or the doctor's not saying what you need him to say, you can still trust in the Lord, because he's going to be with you through it all. The psalm writer in Psalm 34:4 said, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all of my fears. And so I want to encourage you in the Lord today, my friends, fear is definitely an emotion, but God didn't give us a spirit of fear. When that spirit takes over us, it leads us down a rabbit hole of darkness and despair. And that is not God's will for our lives. Keep your heads up, beloved, because 1 Peter 5:7 says, you can cast all your care or your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And that is God's word. So remember what I encouraged you to do earlier on. Pray God's word. God, your word says that I can give you all my fears, all my care, all my anxiety. I can give it to you. Not only can I give it to you, I can kind of launch it to you. Anybody ever paid attention to shot put? Or when I was in high school, I was on the track team. And so I was a sprinter and I also did shot put. And there was a whole skill to that. But you had to spin around a couple of times and take that heavy ball and it was weighted too. And you had to kind of have it situated on your shoulder just right in your dominant hand. And then you would, at a certain point, and you knew what it was, you would take and you would hurl that ball, you would launch it. And it was almost like a throwing it to a destination. And the goal of it was to throw it further than your opponent. Well, I want to encourage you to shot put, okay? Shot your ball, your concerns, your cares to Jesus, because God is sitting waiting to hear from you. And remember Joshua 1:9, and this is similar to Deuteronomy 31 that I read earlier. It says, have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, beloved, that is our show for today. And as always, we'd like to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our faithful listeners. I'm going to call some names, and you know who you are. My sister Carol, my sister Darlene, Mom Valerie, Christine, Uncle June, Reverend Yvette, and all those who listen to us on a regular basis. We're so grateful for you. We hope you are encouraged by the messages that we share with you. And so, again, we thank you for joining us. We never want to leave without extending an opportunity for you to accept Jesus as your Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit that you have done wrong and sinned against God. B, believe that Jesus died and rose again for the remission of your sin. And C, confess and then choose to invite God into your heart. It's as simple as that. And if you do these things, you are saved. Pray and ask the Lord, come on in, cleanse me, forgive me, help me, lead me, guide me. And he will do just that. And then get connected to a Bible teaching, Bible believing church so that you can grow in community with like-minded believers. We want to remind you of the Help is on the Way prayer breakfast that is coming up soon with Pastor Carolyn Glenn. And we want to give two tickets. It's November 2nd at 9:30 a.m. And it's talking about how we can overcome life and the challenges that we are facing from one day to the next. And so and it's the start time is 9:30 in the morning, and it's at Rhema Deliverance Cathedral at 1201 Lehigh Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And so we're going to ask you to reach out to Pastor Glenn at 267-288-7323. And if you text HELP and WWDB, the first two people are going to win tickets to this event. That's 267-288-7323. 267-288-7323. And text the word HELP and WWDB, and you can win a ticket to that event. I hope that you'll be able to join. I know the Lord's going to bless. Well, that's all for today, beloved. And as always, we pray for you and your family. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
See it on YouTube.
I receive it. I receive it. And I believe I can see it on YouTube.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And I believe I can see it on YouTube.